As I travel along the Highlands Highway, I have realized there is a lot of risk while traveling. In the past 2 months, I have witnessed many accidents while traveling on the Highlands Highway, which have claimed more than 15 lives. Fatigue as a result of long hours of traveling, speeding and alcohol has been the main cause of the accidents. Wilson Wariaka from the National Road Safety Authority says many people are not being responsible on the roads.
Many of the things really goes down to the driver behavior. You can't believe some drivers are even drinking and driving. You can't drink and drive while you are carrying lots of lives. And that's really terrible.
The condition of the road and the weather are some of the contributing factors. This week there has been heavy rain across PNG, which is flooding highway roads, including the Highlands Highway. Jimmy Gomoga, the assistant director of the PNG Weather Services, says the weather may get worse.
For the Highlands region and Mumasi, there's a moderate risk of flooding in the Mumasi and Highlands regions, a high risk of landslides in the Highlands region and deforested areas. There's also a high risk of waterborne diseases, especially we are in the weak La Nina, and which is now nearing its peak. So basically, the wet season should continue up until April, May.
The government, through the National Road Safety Council and Department of Works, have been called on to find solutions to help the people who are traveling the Highlands Highway, mainly farmers and students who want to get to the city. The police and the Department of Works need to work together with the help of the National Road Safety Authority to help the people. It has taken away so many lives in the past few years. They need to work quickly.